This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. I think Landfill thought our mics were on. It was kind of funny to watch them realize they weren't. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Officially cold winter season.
Yeah.
It's cold outside.
Yeah, it was. I got in my car and it had a little snowflake popped up and it said 22. I was like, nah.
It was cold.
I got in here, got a little warmer. But you know what? When I first stepped outside this morning, I almost ran back. I almost did an old moonwalk back in the house.
A very eventful Monday Night Football game. It was a fun one to watch, and I want to talk about both quarterbacks specifically. But I also the kid Betonio. Hopefully, I'm getting that right.
Benito,
dude can play, and he can cover.
He got a little injured last night, didn't he?
Yeah, late in that game. I found him really impressive. Sertan is a bad dude.
Yeah,
I think there was a lot of talent on that field. Cleveland is clearly more talented than 3-9.
Hell yeah.
And I think
if Jameis was there the whole year, they probably would won another four games.
I want to ask that question because at various moments last night, you watch Jameis and you're like, this dude should be a starter. And then at other moments, you watch Jameis and you're like, oh my God. But let's not even talk about the picks. The deep shot to Jerry Jeudy on the play action in the late in the first half was so perfectly drawn up. And Jeudy, you know how people always got a step. He had like four steps.
Yeah.
And Jameis went full Randy Johnson. But what was remarkable about that overthrow was usually on a deep shot like that, the ball's got some air under it. And guys get overthrown. It happens.
Yeah.
But he threw that so hard, it didn't even really have much air under it, and still overthrew it.
He throws a lot.
His arm strength is bananas.
He throws a lot of his ball, and it was a pitcher.
Right.
He throws a lot of his balls on the line, but the thing about him, you need someone on the sideline that can constantly tell him, calm down.
Yo.
Because what I love the fact that he's aloof. I love that. Because you could, like, you heard all, did you see the pregame with Ryan and all them talking about him?
No.
His teammates love him, you know. And they say, dog, if he was a guy that was fake, if that was a act he was putting on, them players would be like, man, get the hell out of my face. But it's not an act. But one thing about him, he gets so hyped. Like the pass he threw out there that got picked off.
Which dude, one?
No, I'm saying the one out to the left side, the one that he threw late in the game.
The one that wasn't returned for a touchdown?
Oh, that was returned when the guy didn't even touch him. The kid, he got up and then ran. But if he just throws that ball out front, that ball doesn't get touched. But Jameis is, like you stated, his arm is so strong. He's very much like Brett Favre. He has a strong arm where he feel he can make every throw,
yep,
whether he's late or not. And he knew he was late on that pass. And he tried anyway, but hey, once you throw the ball behind somebody breaking out, it goes the other direction.
I mean, to throw two pick sixes and then to have another pick that was returned like 40 yards, it was Cody Barton. There were a couple old Commanders making plays last night, which was incredibly bizarre. Cody Barton had a late interception in that one.
Yep.
And do you remember the dude, Michael Burton, that scored a touchdown last night, white boy fullback?
Yeah.
You remember when he was here?
So I vaguely remember that.
When Gruden got fired and Callahan got promoted, that was the old Bruce Allen special. He had been waiting his chance to make that happen. And immediately Callahan signs a fullback. The dude played 10 games and had two starts without a single offensive statistic in Washington. He had one target in 10 games. I just found that remarkable. I feel like that's almost harder to do. Cleveland last night specifically, you got to be able to run the ball. I recognize it's fun for us as I think Jameis has turned into kind of this where Ryan Fitzpatrick was late in his career, where he's like this really lovable, turnover-prone quarterback. He's infinitely more talented than Fitz was. But
I think he's better than that.
Yeah, but they've entered this similar like kind of character arc now. The path to win games with Jameis Winston is not to have him throw 58 passes.
True.
They need to run the ball. They can't.
But they talked about the O-line. The O-line is not very good.
I think they're really beat up.
And for him to drop back 50-something times, man, you know, you're going to take your chances with that. You got the offensive line. I'm serious. Every time he looked back to get a ball to a running back, the other guy was basically touching Jameis as he was handing the ball off.
Yeah. Chubb is working his way back from the injury, whatever. I wouldn't discount him forever, but Jerome Ford's the better option for them running the ball right now.
Yeah, Ford is, but he couldn't really get it all the time because they give up too much penetration.
Yeah, I mean, the stats are fairly telling in that Browns run game. Chubb had 9 carries for 21 yards.
I can tell you this.
Ford had 9 for 41. It's not that much better.
As good as that Denver Broncos defense supposed to be, they got carved up, dog.
They did.
I mean, you can't give up that many damn
552 yards. Cleveland was.
They had no running game, and you allow him to throw that many passes. And if he had not missed so many, he would have had 600 on them.
Cleveland was. Dude, just imagine he hit the one deep shot to Judy. That would have been another 65 yards.
Yes.
Cleveland was 50% on third down. They were 9 of 19. They just turned it over too much. Jameis, the picks just were killers. And I thought, this is my first time really sitting and watching Knicks. He's got some stuff to him, man. He makes some plays. He
makes some plays. He's inaccurate. I'll give you that.
I mean, he threw two interceptions last night, too.
Yeah.
He was 18 of 35, so sub right at 50%.
Right at 51, 52%.
Yeah, I think it was interesting.
He was below 50 for a while, and then he threw some. He hit some one. I think on the run, he's a much better passer.
Yeah, I mean, but then the couple big plays he made, that deep shot he hit to Mims was a really pretty ball. When he was on the run and hit him downfield, that's a 93-yard touchdown.
That touchdown there was just about a bad pick, too. It got tipped a little bit, and Mims ended up pulling it in. You know, that ball right there was one of those, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
It was that sequence of that game where Knicks hit Mims for 90 and then Winston hit Judy for 70
yeah.
was pretty damn awesome. Just
Judy was balling, dude.
Judy in his return to Denver, 9 catches for 235 yards with a touchdown.
NFL record. Most by a receiver to go against a former team.
Well, dude, again, that easily could be two.
It could be 300.
300, yeah. James just missed him wide open, perfect play call. With Knicks, did you watch the regular broadcast or the Manning cast?
I watched the regular broadcast.
Okay, so did I. So I had Joe and Troy on. I kind of think Joe Buck and Troy Aikman have become the best in football.
Well, they got to get the information right, okay?
Did they have something wrong last night?
Yeah, they were totally wrong. They talk about the only coach that has a rookie quarterback that could be a coach of the year is the only coach doing it with a rookie. I think Dan Quinn doing it with a rookie too, right?
Sure.
So they were completely wrong on that.
Okay. I missed that part.
Yeah.
But one thing that...
And they said it multiple times.
Well, then that's clearly wrong. But I almost wonder, Joe, and this is going to sound crazy, Aikman, maybe it's because he now makes 18 mil a year or whatever, but I have found, I don't think anybody is more overtly critical than Troy has become. And it almost seemed like Bo Nix stood up his daughter for a date or something. Aikman was highly critical of Nix, I thought. And a lot of times, Nix would not take the underneath stuff and try to make bigger plays, and Troy was killing him for it. And then I think they were fair when he did hit a couple big plays.
Yeah.
I found it fascinating how critical I thought Aikman was of Knicks.
I don't understand why when people are the broadcaster, we think they're supposed to be 100% positive.
I don't think they are. I'm telling you, I think but Joe and Troy are the best.
Most times they are so much on the side of the NFL and so much on, they don't want to piss off nobody. But if I'm watching the game, and if I am supposed to be giving you my analysis, it's not always positive.
I thought it was great.
You know, I think what Troy does is unbelievable. Like, you know, you get my man Romo, he want to be the predictor. He just repeat everything somebody told him. And everybody go, oh, man, he knows everything that's coming. Well, they just told him that when they meet with him. But Troy is sitting up there watching the game, and all of a sudden you make a bad – he has to go underneath more. He's waiting for the big play too much. Young quarterback, right? Then when he hit a big one, you give him credit for it. But you can't – I have never seen a football game where everything is positive.
I totally agree with you. I think it's remarkable. I thought it was a good, fun game. I don't know. I don't want to oversimplify this because people will throw stats at me or whatever, and that's terrific. I've only watched one, and I watched two games early in the year when he looked god awful. So Knicks has certainly progressed, undoubtedly progressed from early in the year. If the NFL is drafting, I'm sorry. Jeff, what do you have going on here, bud?
You're stretching.
No, but why are you in a wife beater? What happened to your shirt?
Nah, bro. The heat was pumping in here, but I didn't want to just turn the AC on.
So you went with that look.
And I tried on the shirt that you gave.
Did it fit?
Nah. That's something you got to rock unbuttoned.
Okay, well,
you rocking a button, look like.
Maybe we get that Denton or Stallion or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, it's too big for me. I thought it might fit Jeff. B, I don't know if you'd want it. You like flannels, but anyway. I've now watched three games of Knicks. Two of them were early on when he was god-awful. And then I watched last night where he made enough plays. They won the game. He was pretty good. You know, Denver could run the ball pretty well, but Javonte Williams gives him nothing. He got the touchdown for him, but that was a second and goal from the half-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
The kid McLaughlin is pretty slippery,
yes.
Runs tough.
Yes.
I don't mind Estime. I do, though. I did make a couple of conclusions from last night. I think Sean Payton's a good coach. I think Denver has some real talent on that defense. I think that Broncos team is well coached. And they deserve credit for that.
Uh-huh.
Right now, Denver would be the 7th seed in the AFC. And they would be going to Buffalo to play the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
What's that spread? 8? 6.5?
It'll probably be 6.5. No, it'll probably be 8 because you're going to Buffalo. They have a defense. We saw that defense get carved up last night by a dude who's up and down. And then I think the defense of Buffalo is far better than what Cleveland defense plays. They'll have issues.
There is the way the Bills can score, I'm just calling my shot now. I will lay the points. I'm not a lay the points guy, but I think Denver is well coached. They're able to win some regular season games, and it's a step forward for the organization because Sean Payton had to prove to the world he was right and, you know, chase Russ out of town, all these things. And
Russ is still balling, though.
Right. Russ seems just fine.
I will say this, though, Jay. People don't like to put any faith in that, but that travel from Detroit, from Denver over to Buffalo, them 6 points might get, they may outpace that.
You saying Denver will?
No, I'm saying Buffalo will beat them by way more than that.
I'm telling you now, a month, probably 6 weeks before they play this game, if it ends up being Denver going to the Bills, I'm laying the points. All right, B's just texted and said it's -9. It's a big number. I still think I'm laying it. I hope that the Broncos become a public dog and everybody's loving it because I will lay the points. B's also said this, and so B's is texting me and B. Everybody knows our boy Mike Beasley from MGM National Harbor. The people that want to point out that Sean Payton's doing a great job with a rookie quarterback and that perhaps Sean Payton should win Coach of the Year, I think Sean Payton has done a really good job with that Denver team. The only thing I would point out to counter that, besides the fact that Troy Aikman apparently doesn't realize that Dan Quinn's doing the same thing with Jaden Daniels, who's a rookie quarterback, It's the second year of Peyton's program in Denver. Like, he's been putting things into place now for 48 months. Dan Quinn got here in February.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's a much quicker turnaround.
And I believe the O-line that they have supposedly in Denver is supposed to be better than the one we have here.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
I thought last night they did a decent job. I think what Washington has, this is my last point then watching this game last night. Besides just God bless Jameis, he's an American treasure. Is there a team next year that could turn the keys to Jameis? Not like, yo, Jameis, we got you and we're drafting Shedeur Sanders.
If
just like, Jameis, this is
your
team.
If they have that guy on the sideline that could constantly talk to him to get him, just bring him off the horse just a little bit. When Jameis gets out there, he's on a Clydesdale standing up on top of a damn bucket. Okay, he's on the high, high horse. They need somebody to kick the bucket down and put him on a Shetland pony. He just got to – listen, his arm strength is so great that he thinks he can make a – just back off sometimes,
sure.
Dude. If he backs off, if he does 80% of his pace on his balls, I guarantee you he'll have a far, far better completion percentage and way less interceptions.
I know where I'd like to see Jameis go, and I don't think it's going to happen because they drafted a rookie, got hurt, whatever. But, like, if he got a year or two with O'Connell, the way O'Connell's able to make Darnold a functioning, pretty good quarterback, if he got a year or two with McVay, like, honestly, what Jameis had working with Sean Payton in New Orleans before he had the knee injury was by far the best he's ever played as a pro because he was limiting the turnovers.
There's no
doubt he can make offensive plays. He had a 30-30 season. That's unheard of.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody throws 30 picks, but he also had 30 touchdowns.
That believes in him, and that can make him believe that, dude, you don't always have a – everybody's not open. I think his arm strength makes him think, I see my dude is four people covering him, but he's taller than them. I'm going to fit the ball where I need to fit it.
It's wild.
Because the pass he tried to throw to Njoku at the end, if it didn't get picked off by, what's the kid, Barton? The next guy was going to knock it down. It wouldn't get, it was going, there's no way that ball got to Njoku unless he put it up some.
When he, so the, I want to say it was second quarter touchdown throw to Njoku, right? Yeah, it was the end of the first quarter. No, I'm talking about the, Njoku caught two, I guess. The first, so he completed the touchdown on third down when he went high. On second down, he tried to hum it in there, went like between a backer and a corner.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm just like, I mean, I would love to know the speed on that football because it is coming out so hot. I do think, I don't know, there's good football inside of Jameis Winston. Watching Bo Nix, I watched Jaden Daniels, and he makes absolutely fantastic plays, like, of his own making and creation. I watch Bo Nix, and there's a little bit of that. There's some playmaking ability, undoubtedly. But I can't imagine, for any conversation about this Rookie of the Year stuff, I can't imagine one single talent evaluator that would ever take Nix ahead of Jaden, including Sean Payton.
Payton said it already.
Right.
He said it earlier.
Yeah.
So let's be real.
I just think that conversation
if that draft were to happen again, the first two may switch.
Yeah.
But you still are not going to pick Bo Nix before either one of them.
No. I think if you redraft right now, I wonder what would happen with Jaden and Caleb. I think there's still enough of the prototypical quarterback size that Caleb checks those boxes that Jaden doesn't. I don't know how that would go. But I honestly don't think, even today, how well Nix has played, it would go that differently. I think Drake still goes ahead of them.
Caleb's the prototypical size because of his weight?
Yeah, he's just more sturdy.
I think Jaden is taller than him.
He is.
So, I mean, I don't see him as prototypical.
I mean, Jaden's really skinny.
I mean, he's skinny, but still. Jared Goff is skinny. Jared Goff is rather skinny.
Not like Jaden.
Still, he's skinny.
You think Jaden would go
rookie,
one now?
Jared Goff is now an 8-year vet. Jaden ain't going to be that skinny in 8 years. But I'm looking at Caleb like 6 feet.
They got him at 6'1", 215.
6 feet, 215. Just bet that.
Do you think Jaden would go one now?
I think he will.
Okay, regardless. It could be Jaden. That could flip-flop. But I think the rest of it still – I still think – People would take Drake May over Nix.
Nix is going to be right where he was.
Yeah. Maybe Penix and McCarthy, but McCarthy's hurt. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I really liked McCarthy. Penix, I think we might get to see him.
A lot of people in Atlanta are asking for him.
Maybe we have that discussion.
Yeah, upset with Kirk.
Bro, I wonder if Kirk – I think there's injury questions with Kirk. You don't see the same turn and drive like you did. We got a break. Big suspension down in Houston. Maybe we have a Kirk conversation. That's kind of interesting. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.